All right. Good morning, everybody. So from last week, we go from the redemption and the yield to the art of the blessing. And I was thinking about the yield a little bit afterwards. I sent Susie's assignment out, and so I hope you took time to read it and my response to her. But also, I was just thinking about she said the redemption. I've been freed from the slavery of sin. Jesus paid the debt so that I can have eternal life. And then you think about it, it tells us in Revelation that Christ is coming, and other places in the New Testament. He's coming, and he's going to reap a harvest. And we know there's a lot of farming and sowing parables in the New Testament, and it was a very agrarian culture, obviously. And you see that he is reaping a harvest. There's a yield. There's a yield. And he's yielding us our lives. And you think about how amazing that is. And as I said, even last week, all the things that we get to do every day as we are part of that yield that he is bringing, our lives are a yield to him, which is to me just an awesome thought. So as we go forward, and doesn't that make a difference when you think about what you're doing today? That you're part of that, you're part of His. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time, the opportunity to be together. We thank you as we go into the art of the blessing. And Lord, isn't that just so much? Just a stepping stone as we go from the redemption and the yield to the art of the blessing. And to see what great things you're doing and what you really have set before us to live a life that gives glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this time. We commit it all into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As Patrick was closing there, made me just think. I think the one thing that's really been sticking with me as we've gone into 24, 2024, and these chapters that we've been going through here the last few weeks is all the awesome things we get to do every day. And and not to be half-assed Christians, let me just say it that way. Because we get to do so many cool things from our companies, and then as a result of the gift of our companies, we get to do things for others and to help others. And just something recently, and that we've had the opportunity of get to do because the Lord just pretty much dropped something in our lap to help some young adult women who are trying to get out of a really nasty life. They've been living a really nasty life. And we get to put together one of the dorm rooms in this building to help them. But it was really interesting to me because how it came out was like the person who's running this program, she's like, yeah, just go to Target and pick up this or pick up that, and you can do this and you can do that. It just, furnish it nice, furnish it the best you can. And the reason I'm sharing this is because, so what are we doing? We're actually building custom furniture because that's what we do. We work with wood. And that's the opportunity that God brings. He gives you the opportunity to bless. So I go, wait a second. Why is it good enough just to buy something at Target? Is that really what's good enough? And I go, no. These are people, young women, created an image of God, struggling. I said, they need nice stuff. They need cool stuff. They need stuff that's going to last for more than 3 days and not going to fall apart because you made it from out of IKEA or whatever. You ever tried to put something together from IKEA and then it falls apart, in 3 weeks because it's so cheap. Anyway, I just say all that because the thing that's really hit me this year as we go into 24, it's the things we get to do, the opportunities that God gives us. And then if we say no to the opportunities, because we always have an option to say no to an opportunity God gives. And when we say no, does that mean it doesn't happen? No, he finds somebody else that'll do it because his work's going to get done. And just to see guys, of the, what we get to do every day. And it's like, I think about that in 1 Corinthians, where he says we're going to be judged. And it says we're going to be judged by fire. So what's going to be left? And I keep thinking, well, hopefully there's one really cool diamond after it's all burned. If there's one really cool small diamond there, at least there's something. And that's what we work towards, is to see that there's something. And then even that, if there's one small, beautiful diamond left after the fire, you go through the fire. Well, you know what? It's him anyway. He made it. He made it because he did it. And it's to see that it's his doing. It's all his doing. Anyway, let's go into our day and just think, guys, of what the great opportunities that are before you today to serve him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, I know we're in all many different places in our walks with you and the opportunities we have. And sometimes maybe we're thinking, yeah, right, I'm going to go build some furniture. I got bills I have to pay today. Well, Lord, we also thank you for that. For that's us also. We're alive, we're well, and we get to go pay some bills today. Isn't that even cool that we get to do these things? We have life, we're alive. And we have life that's given from you and given from heaven. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunity to be together as we go into the rest of our day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.